The importance of diverse genetics in the pecan industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Jennifer Randall is a professor of New Mexico State University, and she comments on the genetics of the pecan industry.
The future of the pecan industry is actually within the genetics, and so we need to utilize the genetics, the diversity that is in there, in order to be able to make regional trees for regional adaptation. That way, with the increased cost of input and lack of water availability and differences in temperature, it's important that we use the genetics.
Randall speaks about the priorities in the genetic research in pecans.
For short term, we want disease-resistant trees such as scab resistance, salinity tolerance for the West, and yes, it would be great, it would be a game changer for pecan if we could get tree size control.
And of course, keep that production strong.
But with size control, you could plant more trees, you know, and decrease some of the inputs, but increase production eventually.
And they have a lot to work with, an enormous amount of genetic material.
We have the USDA karyogermplasm repository, and it is amazing because the natural pecan forests are gone. And so that repository hosts the genetics from Mexico all the way up through Missouri.
In more news, you know, walnuts are the only tree nut that contain a significant amount of plant-based omega-3 ALA, good for the heart. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.